Thank you for your service. That sounds special, but of course it's not. We're just being human. We're being human beings on the world. And whatever anyone chooses to do that is beneficial to self and others is service. It's kind of that simple. Nothing special about it. That alone is an insight. You know, what is not special? You know, we make a lot of things special as human beings, and that has to do with the sense of self and the sense of identifying things, and therefore then things have to be categorized, etc. But when we, you know, embrace the gifts of a meditation practice such as equanimity, tranquility, evenness, smoothness, then characteristics kind of start to fall away. That's one of the byproducts. And, you know, of course, that leads us into, without even knowing we're being led, so to speak, but leads us into the voidness, the infinitude, the emptiness, the shunyata of all that appears and appears to exist. It just is a natural evolution, a natural unfolding, because of the shamatha practice being even and smooth, and we're learning how to not pay attention to the little nannerings, the little categorizings, the little labelings that are pretty ongoing in our mind. So all of that is insight. The simplicity of it. And simplicity is its own insight too. Today and this week, I want to support the non-duality that is you and your current moment. The term non-duality is currently, you know, because of meditation practices all around the world being available, the term non-duality is becoming a little specialized. Again, some specialness to it. And it just isn't so. In the same way that water is wet and flows, well, that's its non-dual nature. It is something that we can drink, and yet it is wet, and that drinkability, the fact that it can be drank, it flows, it is soft, it will not, you know, for instance, it will not cut our throat or something like that, right? It's soft. So these attributes are actually demonstrations of its non-two nature. Use the term non-two instead of non-dual. You cannot separate wetness from water. You cannot separate the softness from water. That non-divisibility, that inseparability, is what non-dual means. It's very simple. Nothing exotic. And as we are sitting here, we are non-two. That is to say, you in your body is non-two. The proof of that is that we actually think this body is real. So as long as we think this body is real, we are having a non-dual relationship with this body. You understand? Part of a practice is to get to the point within one's sitting that, let's say, a mantra is being used, But the words of the mantra are not the focus. The words lead the conceptual mind to a vibration, and then the vibration kind of supervenes and the conceptual mind falls away. So the mantra might still be being said or being said in the mind and not with the mouth. But the non-two-ness, the non-dual of being completely in a state of equipoise, not chasing the words, actually maybe not even hearing them as words anymore, and simply abiding as the vibration of non-duality, of presence, vibrating into the world. That's what we want to see. That's what we want to try to experience. We want to see if that can be supported. So take a moment. And if you're not comfortable or familiar with mantra, use a phrase from a prayer that you or a prayer you give regularly into the world, but it has to be short, okay? Or if you are familiar with mantra and you use mantra, choose a mantra. Now, of course, no matter what we are choosing, they're all equal, right? They're all equal. There's no specialness. There's no better, one thing better than another, not truly. So whatever you choose is perfect. Now, let me give slight instruction, and then the rest of the week, there'll be very little talk. We're going to do exactly what we've done every morning for months now, maybe years. So you'll smile. We will smile. Immediately, there's a responsive awareness and a settling, a response of the embodied self to settle into a practice. Take a breath and start your mantra. If saying it out loud in any way distracts you, then say it inside, and vice versa. And just get into a rhythm with it. But never lose your shamatha, and let the mantra become penetrating insight. Let the mantra become the vibrational perception of wholeness and non-duality that it actually is. And that can only happen by not looking for it to happen. Okay? We smile. And meditate. you smile. And feel the whole world. We are inseparable from the world. It is inside us. We are inside it. Never can be divided. Experience your non-duality, your indivisibility in as many ways possible through the day. Have insight on this. Penetrate beyond common senses of a dualistic life and recognize all the ways that you, thoughts and emotions, happiness and sensations, all the ways that you are non-dual and live from that actually, including some of the sublime ways, try to notice them. Love you all. Create your day.